This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and today we welcome bassoonist Maya Stone, here accompanied by Lexington, Kentucky-based pianist Jacob Coleman. Welcome to Studio C.
Thank you.
What have you brought for us today?
We've brought a couple of pieces that I commissioned back in 2012 under the concept of gospel music and the bassoon. And the piece that I'm going to start with is called Trouble Don't Last, and it's by Mark Lomax, who's an African-American composer. He's actually a jazz drummer, and one thing about these pieces that's really important to me is it captures the African-American experience, I think, very well. Trouble Don't Last is after a Negro spiritual called Trouble Don't Last Always. And you'll see he kind of takes us through this really cool journey of these tumultuous runs and chords. And it ends similar, but in at the very end, you kind of have a glimpse of hope, I think. And in the middle section is one of my favorites because it has a very Coltrane, John Coltrane-esque essence, and hopefully you'll hear that. So I'm really, really happy that Jacob is here with me today to perform this, and we look forward to performing it for you.
So this is Trouble Don't Last for bassoon and piano by Mark Lomax.
Thank you.
Trouble Don't Last by Mark Lomax, performed here live in Studio C by bassoonist Maya Stone, accompanied by pianist Jacob Coleman. We're having a little bit of a setup change here, just switching out some music stands. And then we're going to ask Maya a little more about this next piece. So we're doing a different kind of gospel, right?
Yeah, so it's all gospel, but yeah, this one's a little bit different. Raymond Wise does a lot of choral workshops around the country and implements a lot of orchestra in his gospel choral productions. So, and he has a very, very specific style. So this piece really captures the kind of journey of African Americans through gospel music, using Negro spirituals and hymns that are very close to the direct experience of African Americans. So this is in five movements. The first movement is called Celebration. The second movement is called On the Way, reflecting the middle passage from Africa to the states or the African diaspora. No, it wasn't the states at the time, but the African diaspora. That's the second movement. The third movement is called Here Now, Looking for Freedom. The fourth movement is called My Faith, title after the title of the work. And then the fifth movement is called, I'm sorry, did I say the fourth? I did say the fourth, right. Fifth movement is called The Gospel. And then the sixth movement is called Home Again. And you'll probably reckon, if you know like Negro spirituals and hymns and stuff like that, you'll hear the piece I'll Fly Away at the very end.
All right. We'll give Maya a minute to set up here. The bassoon, you know, you have to have the reed and just the right shape, and that takes a little, that takes a minute. So we'll let her set back up for music by Raymond Wise, This Far By Faith, a sweet in 6 movements for bassoon and piano, live in Studio C here on 91 Classical.
Thank you.
This Far by Faith, a suite for bassoon and piano by Raymond Wise, performed by bassoonist Maya Stone and pianist Jacob Coleman here live in Studio C. Maya, you've got some holiday performances coming up.
Yeah, well, I get to play the Nutcracker with Nashville Symphony, which is really cool, at TPAC. And we have like a bunch of shows in December that extend on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. And I love doing that. They always, Nashville Symphony always blings out the pit. And it's always a great time. So I'm looking forward to that.
And you've got a bassoon specific Christmas performance.
Yeah, Yuletide bassoon event. This will be our sixth year doing that. And we're looking at December 20th, but if you want to find the date, if you want to check it out, it's open to all bassoonists in the entire community can come and participate. We have rehearsal in the afternoon. And then we break for dinner. We have a concert performance. It's open to the public. Anyone can attend. And you can check that out. I'll post it when we're going to have it very soon on my Facebook artist page, Maya Stone Music Studio.
We'll link to that via our 91 Classical Facebook page as well. Next week on the show, the Headmaster Singers from Montgomery Bell Academy will bring a preview of their holiday concert. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps, and thank you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.